What it is, one time is your boy, man. Coming at y'all again with this why. Cliff Notes with a Bible for a real nigga, man. Chapter 4-5. This one is a nice one, man. This one says a nice one. Like 44, Judah came to him trying to trade places with Benjamin because Benjamin, it looked like Benjamin stole the governor of Egypt cup, so he's supposed to be a slave for the governor of Egypt because he stole the cup, and that was the agreement that was set up between the brothers and the steward of his house. So, but Judah, being the responsible one for him, is trying to get put in his place because he's trying to tell him why it can't go down like that, you know. So, about to be interesting, but first things first, before we get to 45, Lord, I thank you once again for allowing us to be here today. Thank you for being able to approach yet again another chapter in you, oh Lord. Really getting close to closing out Genesis, and to you be all the glory. That's a great thing for me, man. Following through is something that I just want to get better at. So thank you for the progress and help me continue to make the stories vivid, encourage someone to pick up that book, and may somebody be blessed in all the other aspects and ways that you can bless their life, Lord. Thank you once again. All glory and honor to everything. Thanks, these and many more blessings, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. 45, bro. 45 ago. I like 45. Is in here. I just got that little small glass one. And that whole small head. It's up under some shit. Here we go. 45. Alright. Let me tell you. Starting out with 45. The situation starts out with, like, they don't realize who Joseph is. They're just trying to plead their case with the governor of Egypt about their younger brother Benjamin and how much their younger brother means to their father. So, and how much the father means to the family. So, all this kind of hitting Joseph in a real loving place. Like, he, like I say, he still love his family. He still love his brothers. God still is in control of his life. You know what I'm saying? God is the reason why he's in this position. So his relationship with God is still there. And one of the things God wants us to do is to love people like we love ourselves. Even our enemies, we should have love for them. We should be able to give people 77 times, you know what I'm saying, for whatever it may be. So the love is in his heart, you dig? And He tell everybody, get the fuck out. Tell everybody. He told how Stuart how tell everybody get the fuck out. I need everybody to get the fuck out. Not my brother. I mean not them. Not them right there. They stay. Them 10 right there, them 11, they gonna stay. But everybody else tell them to get the fuck out. So everybody getting out, you know what I'm saying? All the Egyptians and shit, they getting out the house and shit, you know what I'm saying? And he just started crying real loud. You know, and it said it was so loud that the Egyptians that he kicked out in the house of Pharaoh heard that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you could just imagine people like, damn, what the fuck going on in there? I don't know, he got them little Hebrew boys in there. Ooh, it sound like he fucking one of they asses. Oh, boy, you hear how loud it is? That's like some people who don't know Joe. Stuart the house probably like this and the whole ass nigga. He crying. I knew this nigga was finna cry. Ooh, I'ma tell him about his ass when I get back in there. That boy cried. I understand though. This is his brothers. He slipped and said it. So this is his brother. So I can understand that. But everybody heard it, okay? So kicked everybody out. They can kind of hear, you know, some loud crying or wailing or something going on in there. And Joseph started talking to the brothers. And they said, and Joseph told him, I am Joseph. Is my father still well? Is Pop still doing okay? It's Joseph, y'all. Is Pop still doing okay? And nobody really answered them back because they were kind of spooked, you feel me? On answering them back because this whole time they don't know that Joseph is the governor of Egypt. You feel me? Like I said, they were just trying to plead their case to the governor. They don't know who it is, so I imagine, like, each time that he has talked to him, or even the time when he ate the dinner with him, or the, I guess it's a lunch because they ate at noon, but when he ate with him and shit, they don't really get a chance to get, like, so close to him to be able to see. Damn, this nigga look familiar. He damn sure don't look like an Egyptian. He kind of look like he. I don't think they ever got that close. You know what I'm saying? So they looking kind of weird. Like Joseph. Oh my God. Oh, Joseph came back from the dead. And he went inside the governor of Egypt. Oh, he coming to kill us, y'all. Oh, Lord, about this. He asked about daddy. Yeah, he said he Joseph. He know Joseph. This is crazy. And he repeated it again, like, I am Joseph. Come unto me, I pray you. You know what I'm saying? They came close to him. I am your brother Joseph. Is my father well? And I believe they told him he was. And he was like, oh, yeah. The second time he said, I am Joseph. He was like, I'm Joseph, remember? Remember in Dothan, y'all motherfuckers threw me in that hole till them Ishmaelites came up and the ones that were going to Egypt and y'all sold me as a slave. Yeah, that's me right here, the governor you talking to, that me. And they was like, well, you know, Justin, you can imagine, you never seen this man in 22 years and you could come up with like a million and one things in 22 years of what you might feel has happened to this brother. But he's like the... He letting them know, man, I'm here. I'm the governor of Egypt, man. And don't be troubled about the fact that you sold me. You know what I'm saying? Don't even trip about the fact that you did that because it wasn't on even on you, Julie. Wasn't on none of y'all, man. For God sent me this way. He sent me this way so I could save y'all asses, man. These last 2 years, man, it's been a famine, like, hard as fuck, to the point that y'all had to come up here to eat. What would y'all have done if I weren't here, man? Y'all know y'all wouldn't have got that much food if I wasn't the governor of Egypt, right? But he put me here to look out for y'all. And check, it's finna be, God said it's gonna be 5 more years. We just 2 years in. It's still 5 more years after that. So you know what I'm saying? He brought me in front, ahead, so that I could save y'all lives, man, and help out, man, because God got y'all, and he always had y'all, and that's what the dream was always about. It wasn't about me just being like that, but look at me, you feel me? So I want you to go tell Pops, man. I want you to go tell him, man, quick, like, tell him that his son JoJo lives, bro. The one lives. Yes, he does. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to come back this way, man. I want you to get Pops and y'all come back this way. Y'all coming to Egypt, man. Y'all gonna stay in a city called Goshen. And y'all gonna be chilling with me. Y'all could be able to see me and I could be able to see y'all, man. And it's a nice-ass city, for real, man. I want you to tell them, dog. No bullshit. Real talk. You see me, Benjamin see me. Y'all see me with y'all eyes. I'm that brother. I'm the one. And see him about all the shit that's going down. Yeah. Your son. He's the governor of Egypt. God has blessed him to be the governor of Egypt. And see what I'm living like. So tell him I ain't hurting for nothing, man. On everything. Y'all ain't gonna be hurting either, man. So go get Pops and tell him everything. Good, man. And the fame, you know what I'm saying? The eavesdropping ass motherfuckers was listening, you know what I'm saying? They found out that these brothers were Joseph brothers, you know what I'm saying? So they got heard word back to Pharaoh. But Pharaoh was excited about it. He said, tell him, you know what I'm saying? And Joseph already told him to go get Pops and bring him back this way, but you know. Being him and Pharaoh just that cool, you know what I'm saying? He was saying that he like a father to Pharaoh, ruler of Egypt, man. Like, his word go. Pharaoh ain't gonna contest his word unless he feels some type of way about it. But he don't be feeling no type of way about it. So he even like a father to Pharaoh, you feel me? So, because Pharaoh seek him for wisdom and shit like that. Know that. But Pharaoh like, hey, man. Tell Joseph. Tell him. Because I can't remember the Z word name. You feel me? That the Egypt name that he had. Is Zephadelum or something like that? But tell him. Tell Joseph that I said, go get your father. Tell your brothers, leave their asses here. They meaning they donkeys. They, you know what I'm saying? Leave their vehicles here. Leave their transportation here. And my nigga, we gonna send like some shit to them. And on top of that, nigga, we finna bring them back and they gonna eat good like we eat good, nigga. They finna live it up, dog. They finna be like Egypt. They gonna eat like we eat, man. And then they gonna enjoy the fat of the land like we do, cuz. Like, not Canaan style, Egypt style. Like, I want them to see Egypt style. Cause this Joseph folk, man, that's what it is, man. We can't have Joseph folk out here hurting like that, man. Nah, dog, had them niggas over here, man, this way. Matter of fact, sent chariots and shit out there for all of the father, the brothers, the sisters, you know what I'm saying, the babies, all the kids, man, send it all there, you know what I'm saying? Bring them all back this way, you feel me? So, Joseph told the brother, man, you know, the brother did just that, you feel me? And Joseph sent them with, like, instead of each of their bags, man, these niggas got 20 asses worth. When I say asses, I mean donkeys, you know what I'm saying? Because they said they had, you know, donkeys and they had asses, which is the he asses and she asses. So they had 20 donkeys full of just food, you know what I'm saying, to take to the house for the fam. Because you know they had a big fam. That's gonna probably get 8 on there. And on the way back, but it ain't gonna be enough to last, but they going to it, you feel me? And he sending chariots for everybody to ride in style. Ain't nobody gotta ride on no motherfucking humpy ass horse, man. They can sit down the whole way. It might get a little bumpy, but it ain't gonna get as bumpy as it would on a donkey or some shit like that, you feel me? So they head back that way. Being that they did it the right way and went about it the right way, I believe they may have been in high spirits. Personal perception on this shit right here, man. I'm sorry. But I think they played a trick on the trickster, cuz. I do. At a joking mannerism, but once they seen that, you know what I'm saying, how he reacted to the shit, boy, they went ahead and, you know. But they just really told him the truth. The way the Bible put it is like they really just told him the truth. And it was like, hey, Pops, we wanted to tell y'all. We wanted to tell you, guess what, man? Joseph is alive. What? The one lie? Boy, stop playing me, boy. It's been 22 years, boy. Stop playing. No bullshit. Joseph alive. And guess what, Pops? What that? He the governor of Egypt. Oh, my God. They say he faded. So, oh, Lord, these niggas lied. And he faded it on their heads like, oh, these niggas couldn't find my son. They probably, where Benjamin? I don't see Benjamin. Oh, he faded again. Benjamin outside, he just don't see his ass. Oh, Lord, they lost Benjamin. Benjamin dead, and that those are dead, and then he came up with this line. He the governor and shit. Oh, my God. Just because he look a little bit like my son, don't mean he my damn son. Oh, my God. Like, Pop, stop. Calm down. Calm down. Please, Pops. Look, man. Come outside. And FYI, Benjamin is outside. Benjamin outside? Okay. And then, boom, he get outside. He see all these chariots, all these donkeys with this food. And it's just like, damn. Pop, like, hold on. Let me light up for this one right here. Hold up. My boy JoJo right out it. JoJo right out it. Yeah, Pop, JoJo got out it. JoJo, that's the one, boy. I told y'all niggas that's the one. Give my motherfucking son. It took him 22 years, but look at this shit right here. That's the one right there. I told y'all that is the motherfucking one. Let's go. I'm ready, man. Let's go see the one, boy. I'm telling you, that's going to be some sight to see. I get to see the one before I die. Because you know I ain't got much time. Hey, y'all, help me up this chair here now. I can't step up that high. Help me up this motherfucker now. Thank you. We going to see the one. Shit. That's what I'm talking about, God. I love you, God. You kept my son, man. You always make a way. You always doing our thing. We headed to Egypt. Ooh, we finna eat some good. Hey, we got some good food, boy. I thought y'all was lying to me because you know your great-granddaddy can't go to Egypt, right? Like, they kicked him out of Egypt. Yeah. The Pharaoh tried to marry your great-grandma. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit was crazy. So I thought y'all niggas were lying when y'all said, but I see all this shit. Y'all niggas telling the truth. Y'all actually did right. See what happened when you do good and God, he bless you. Look at this, boy. Let's go see the one. We finna go see the motherfucking one. Let's go. So, you know, I do believe that's how, you know, 45. Everybody head back to see JoJo, long lost JoJo, and see how well he doing for himself out there. JoJo got him some kids and all that there. JoJo doing his thing, man. Oh, man, God doing his thing. God can do it, man. Rest assured, man. Just as well as JoJo doing in his life, you could do the same in your life, man. If you feel like you're in valleys like Joseph been in his life, man, just know those valleys can lead to some high places, man. In Jesus' name. You feel me? So, that's 45 in a nutshell. Truly, truly hope y'all enjoyed it. I truly, truly hope y'all see the messages of spiritual elevation, power that you can get, and just having faith and knowing that none of these stories, like, yeah, good, you know, don't let them lie to you, man. In the story of God, everybody can have happy endings, man. Like, this ain't got to be just off the strength of one. Everybody can, man. Your faith is a big testimony and testament of how far you can go with them. You know what I'm saying? So, took faith to jump out and do this, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, this is not something that I'm getting the green light from, you know what I'm saying? And all that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but I just really do feel like it's a message just to be heard within it. You know what I'm saying? God really true, man. And the same things he did for them, he could do for you, man. Just believe. Pick up that book every now and again. You dig? And until the next time we get it in, we're 46, where everybody meet up with JoJo. You dig? We're gonna end it like that, though. Chicky, 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 chill.